Joining me now is Rebecca Walzer. Rebecca, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, my friend. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you with us. Okay, Rebecca, what is going on? What's the latest? You've been in New York. I saw where you are all over the national news at the news desk all over. So I hope that was a great report and a great time for you there, getting out a lot of information. But I've been watching some financial shows to find out what's going on. And I'm noticing gold has dropped down into the 1800, about 1818. I'm thinking this would be a great time for people to buy. I don't give financial advice, I give financial opinion, but it'd be a great time to scoop in and dollar cost average. The dollar has gone strong for a while. I don't think this is going to last. We see interest rates are quite high. Housing seems to be suffering. We've got the car industry is not doing so good. I mean, there's the banks' liquidity. I think there's about 75 banks on the potential death watch list. I know I'm just a ray of sunshine tonight, but what with all that happening, why is the dollar strong right now? Why is gold down?
Yes, great. Let's start with that. So, you know, this has happened before. In fact, last week I pulled a report from the LBMA, the London Bullion Market Association, from 2000, where the dot-com crash was, you know, hadn't started yet, but it was beginning. And what happened was, before the crash happened, the dollar was so strong because we had the dot-com going. And so all of the Eurozone and all of Asia, the foreign investors see the strength of the U.S. economy or the strength of the U.S. market, and they bring dollars over. What's happening right now in Germany is you've got manufacturing at a depressed level, depression-level manufacturing, for the last 6 months. It's not being talked about. It is in Europe. It's just not being talked about in America. The Eurozone is really, really having massive problems. And then you have Asia, and with the Chinese blow up of the real estate market causing problems with the yuan, that is making foreign investors leave Asia and Eurozone and come to the U.S. for the U.S. dollar in droves. Now, that's already happening between Europe and Asia. But on top of that, Brandon, you have our Fed that has raised rates so many times since April of last year, 2022, that now our 10-year, our 2-year, and our 3-year yields have been inverted for one of the longest periods of time we've ever seen before a technical recession actually begins. So it is coming. And what that means is that, again, that is going to attract more investment. So what you have is people that will leave equities as fixed income rates get so high, treasuries and bonds get so high, they will leave gold, they will leave silver, they will leave equities to buy the safety of treasuries when they're at this level. So we have about 3 or 4 factors that are actually making the dollar very strong right now, and that is why you're seeing a gapping out of metals at this point.
Here is, let me play this. This is from Forbes. Let me bring up this audio. Matt Gaetz says something about the dollar. Listen to this.
I mean, the speaker did not just fail to remediate the breach.
Turn it up, guys.
Agreement that he made with us in January. He accelerated the instances of breach. Like, after I laid out the breach, he went and violated the 72-hour rule. After I laid out the breach, he violated the 100 million no amendment suspension rule. So he seems to be reverting to the very unfortunate muscle memory of Washington, D.C., that has put our nation atop a $33 trillion debt, that has led to, you know, $2 trillion annual deficits in our near future, and the rapid global de-dollarization of the economy. I mean, you look at the BRICS system, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they're moving away from the dollar. And just in August, they added 6 new countries, including G20 country economies in the Western Hemisphere and Gulf monarchies. Moreover, you saw U.S. News say that the number one economic trend of 2023 is de-dollarization globally. This worries me. You all get all worked up that there's going to be some uncomfortable, chaotic moment that I'll feel pressure from conservatives or Democrats or whomever. I feel the judgment of history. I feel the weight of that. I worry that when the history books are written about this country going down, that my name is going to be on the board of directors here. And if this country's going down and if we're losing the dollar, I am going down fighting. And I don't care if that means fighting Republicans, Democrats, the Uniparty, the leadership, the PACs, the lobbyists. I've had it. I've been here 7 years.
So here he is, a U.S. congressman saying the BRICS, the banking system, de-dollarization. If we're going to lose the dollar, sounds like he thinks we're going to lose the dollar.
Well, I mean, you know, Brennan, this is happening. I mean, you know, China had more domestic transactions occur in the yuan for the first time ever this year, this summer, than in U.S. dollars. It is happening. And to Matt's point, Saudi Arabia and UAE were admitted and they will be officially launched in January. And the fact that they took 4 months to launch them, or they're taking 4 months to launch them, lets me know they're actually preparing something as well. So that we have been talking and talking about this, and yet, you know, it's just not going to get out into the mainstream until we have a breakage. There's going to be a breakage, and that will obviously then make the news. And unfortunately, these news professionals are really derelict, because this information is available. It is out there. It is. You can confirm it. It's documented. And the fact that they're just not discussing it and trying to pretend like it's going to go away is really sad.
What do you make of this headline? Explain this to us. 30-year yields hit highest since 2007, one day after CNBC's Centelli suggests 10-year could go to 13%. What does this mean to the average person watching tonight? What does this mean to their bank?
Well, it basically is, so Rick Santelli of CNBC has been doing this for a long time, and he's suggesting that the 10-year could go to 13%.
Now, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Because this is that would be a hyperinflation situation. You know, if we're having our, now granted, we did have a period of time where we had a Fed chair raise, the Fed, the discount rate to 20%. It was, you know, obviously we had a massive situation of hyperinflation at the time. It was with the 80s with the SNL crisis, and we just had a lot of problems. So we have seen the rates raised extremely high before. But Brandon, you have to understand, we have had multiple successes since 9/11. 9/11 was the kickoff. 9/11, 2001, dot-com crash, too big to fail, 2008, global financial crisis, coronavirus 2020, the recapitalization of the investment banks of $11 trillion in fall, Q4 of 2019, no one knows about, that I've mentioned many times. So what I'm trying to tell you is we have constantly been bailing our system out because it is not sustainable. It is a failing system. And the only way that it continues to survive is by constantly getting bailed out on an almost 10-year basis. So now we've had both the 2019 recapitalization plus coronavirus, where we've printed $10 trillion on just the coronavirus side alone. And now we're expecting to recapitalize banks, two-thirds of the total liquid cash that we have before March, if we have another bank run. This system is not able to be backstopped by the Federal Reserve again. Their balance sheet is too large. They've now raised the rates too high. The existing instruments have lost too much value. And so all of this combined with globally what is happening with de-dollarization tells you that we are at the point of change. It is going to come. Now, it might take 6 more months. It might take 24 months. It might be this month. We don't know the time frame, Brandon, but I promise you, however long it takes, we will look back in 3-4 years and be like, that was the fastest thing we've ever seen. Because we are so globally interconnected that to make such a massive change as fast as it's going to come is going to be unprecedented.
So what does it mean when I read articles that say that the U.S. Treasury is prepping for 2024 buyback program? What does that mean?
Well, I'd have to actually, you know, read the context of this, but basically, the 2020, this probably the it's, it might be referencing BTFP, because remember what the BTFP, the Bank Term Funding Program, it goes through March of 2024, and what they're doing is they're actually giving cash for treasuries at par value, even though treasuries have lost I won't even say the actual percentage, even though treasuries have lost a ton since the raises have happened. If let's say that a bank owns, I'm just going to make up a number here. Let's say we have $50 billion in treasuries, but now with the raises, the treasuries are worth $35 billion. The Fed is lending $50 billion in dollar for dollar cash for that bank to keep liquidity in the system for that, what is now really worth $35 billion. So this is the problem. The Fed alone, their balance sheet has devalued by $1 trillion simply because of the amount of interest rate increases.
So do you get up every day thinking this could crash today?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are, like I said, Brandon, there's nothing else that really has to happen. There's nothing else. We had liquidity in the system for all the stimulus that had been printed, and that had to kind of dry up. We had a lot of savings liquidity from individual retail, like you, me and you, we call that retail savings. And the reason we had that is because we had a lot of stimulus programs that gave a lot of people money to not work, to stay home. And a lot of people weren't spending money, they weren't going out, so they had savings. So we had to burn through sort of retail savings. We had to burn through liquid commercial stimulus savings from corporations. And obviously debts, you know, credit card debt, revolving debt is over $1 trillion right now. It hit over $1 trillion for the first time this year. And then we have student loans, $5 billion starts back to be repaid this month. So that's $5 billion.
And you heard about Biden's program to have a bunch of them not have to pay back now.
I just can't. I mean, this has already been decided by the Supreme Court.
Well, he just came out this week and announced a new plan. He couldn't get the website right, but he announced a new plan. He shuffled off.
This is what I'm saying. I mean, it's like, are we going to, at some point, it's a banana republic, Brandon. We have the Supreme Court saying you can't do it. Now he's got a new plan. He's going to do that plan. It's going to go back to the Supreme Court. They're going to say you can't do it. I mean, it's going to be a perpetual, no one's paying their bills because we're going to try to do a program that's going to be denied and then tried and then denied. I mean, you could do this incessantly and never have people pay their bills again. And this is the craziness that we've gotten to at this late stage in the death of the U.S. dollar globally.
WalzerWealth.com. Throw it up there, please, guys. WalzerWealth.com. If you have a net worth of $250,000, that gets you qualified. Don't get mad at her. She has rules she has to follow. If you're qualified at net worth of $250,000 or more, WalzerWealth.com is where you should go to check out what she has to offer and have a consultation with her and her team. WalzerWealth.com. As always, Rebecca, thank you. We look forward to having you with us at the Ozarks Conference coming up with General Flynn, Mike Lindell, so many others on Friday night, October 20th. Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you, Brennan. So excited.
Have a great night. Hey, folks, before we go, take a look at this real quick. Here's a headline at Lou Rockwell. Nuclear war. First responders will have to wait for the deadly fallout to decay before they can enter a hot zone. So so the more you prepare, the better your odds are of surviving. Well, maybe it won't be nuclear. Maybe, as we heard tonight from our conversation with David, maybe it'll be they just take the grid down. I don't know. You're a little freaked out. Obama, Michelle got a movie coming out with a cyber attack and the grid going down. If not, you better get ready. If you are, you better get ready. If you're not, what is wrong with you? Take a look at the website, WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, emergency freeze-dried food, emergency supplies of all kinds, WVWTVstore.com. And if you like what we're doing, folks, another way you can support us, WVWFoundation.com. Just you can make a contribution, and we'll just keep producing all the free TV. And by the way, I got a big announcement. Starting tomorrow, I will be helping General Michael Flynn produce a brand new weekly television show. Tomorrow, we film the very first broadcast. We look forward to releasing it to you on Sunday, right after Worldview Report Sunday. So that's the big announcement. You heard it here first. I'll be producing the brand new weekly TV show of General Michael Flynn. It'll air on Sundays on Lindell TV right after Worldview Report Sunday. And again, if you like the fact I'm pushing out all these free shows and producing them, your support, WVWFoundation.com. I'll just keep pushing them out there, WVWFoundation.com. All right, till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.